from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn, what they on? All steroids and no carbs. They're the thick ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up? Oh,
you know.
Good Monday.
It is a good Monday.
It's not Foo Monday.
It is not.
It's Monday.
I feel a little worse for the wear, though. The voice is a little, we're a little hoarse.
Were you screaming and yelling at Dave Grohl on Friday?
I was, and he screamed and yelled back. And I believe, I was trying to do a count. It's hard, but I believe that is the 24th time that I've fought the Foo. And I am 0 for 24. They continue to kick my ass. And yet I keep coming back.
What
to
do you
try.
Mean? What does that mean?
They just bludgeon you. 3+ hours. Of just, my ears were ringing, I couldn't, my voice was shot, my knees and back hurt because I didn't sit down the entire time, and then Dave Grohl's just fine. I don't know how he does it. He screams the entire time, and he does no voice exercises, he smokes cigarettes and drinks Crown Royal on stage, he's in his 50s, and yet he's like a vampire, he doesn't age. I don't know what his deal is. So... And then the next night, on Saturday night, I had the White Buffalo. I did it all again. I kind of feel like I'm a little beat up right now.
Yeah, that's a big weekend there.
Yeah, a little worse than wear. Sunday, I did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. You're too old for that.
I am. Boy,
you can't handle that.
I'm not going to lie. I felt it. I woke up Sunday morning, and the big fella, the dog, always wakes me up no matter what time or what, you know, what I've done. Somewhere between 6:30 and 7:30, he comes and stands on you and is like, hey, old man, get up. I had to put him outside and be like, not today, buddy. We're not doing this.
We're sleeping in.
We're sleeping in.
What's sleeping in? What time did you wake up?
About 8:30, 9 o'clock.
All right.
And then you just like...
That's old man sleeping.
That's old man sleeping. Well, I don't have...
Because the kids...
The kids will sleep in until like 2.
Yeah.
I don't have that in me.
Well, you're too old.
And then I didn't... But
there
like,
comes a time when you just can't sleep that long.
He did not get a walk. That was, I'll sit in the backyard and throw something to you, but we're not moving for a while. We're going to be stationary for...
Well, he got his fetch in.
Yeah, he's fine.
And if he has a problem with that, he can blame Dave Grohl.
Exactly.
And White Buffalo.
Dude, he kicked my ass again. He
So were you the only guy standing?
Oh, no. Everyone was standing.
Okay, good.
So let me
Don't
just,
be that guy.
I will give a kudos to this. Providence Park... Beautiful.
Yeah, I wondered what the... Give us the load.
The load is
short for lowdown.
The way they set that up, that is such a cool place to see
the
a show.
The acoustics were good?
Acoustics were amazing. There's not a bad seat in the house. They had a great stage set up, and the crowd was absolutely packed, and they were jumping. No one on the floor sat down the entire time. I mean, it was just a great, great vibe. And... they played for 3+ hours.
What was the closing number?
Well, they do the same thing every time.
Which is what?
Everlong.
Oh, all right.
That's just there. That's like asking Billy Joel what he closes with. So,
well, I kind of like it when bands mix it up, you know?
Yeah, Isaac and I were guessing on Friday, like total rubes.
Didn't you say Everlong?
Someone texted in that they had done Everlong at the show they were at, but we didn't know that that was the permanent every time closer.
Yeah, it's that's their closer.
Now, it appears that they played 25 songs.
Yes.
I'm looking at the set list here. Starting with All My Life.
Yep, which is just phenomenal.
It's a good riff to start with.
I would
Gets
say
the crowd
so.
Going.
Yeah. Sneaky little one about that. You might want to look into what that song is about.
Uh-oh. What's it about?
Well,
because I won't look into it. Will you tell us?
Yeah, it's about Dave's love-hate relationship with, you know, south of the border. You know, some nighttime activities.
Oh.
I love it, but I hate the taste.
Okay.
Is the chorus of that song. So it's a cheeky little, you know.
He's so cheeky.
I love Dave Grohl.
So then, what is this bit where they have Eruption, Thunderstruck, Sabotage, Keyboard Solo, Blitzkrieg, Bop, March of the Pig? Like, what are they doing there?
So they just do the, you know, do you like rock and roll? You know, is it, you know, there? It's Dave's whole thing is, you know, it's like you are coming to a rock and roll show. So they give you little tidbits to taste you. You like a little rock and roll? You like a little this? And then they play, you know, they just play
the starts of those?
Yeah, they just play little riffs on...
Followed by My Hero.
Yes.
Watch Him As He Goes.
Which is always a great... And that's one of those, too, that it is not my favorite. It's not even in my top 15 favorite Foo Fighters songs.
Do you have a top 15?
Oh, absolutely. The Foo is, outside of Metallica...
That's a big ranking.
The Foo may be number two for me.
Well, I know, but still, 15 songs, like, that's a lot. That seems excessive.
Well, I could probably do 20. Like, if I'm one of those idiots that if you gave me, all right, I got 25 songs, I got to fill out my set list, I'm like, don't worry, Dave, I got this. Let's go.
Yeah, you fill it out for him.
We're going to be some deep cuts. There's going to be some, you know, there's going to be some ones where people are like, what? What are we doing here? But it'll be good.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, well, you get the standard. The Foo will always mix it up a little bit, but you're going to get the standard. All My Life will always be in there. My Hero will always be in there. Everlong will be
Monkey
in there.
Wrench. Both Buck and I agree that Monkey Wrench is a great song.
Monkey Wrench
have.
Is usually in there. You know, there's a couple that I wish made the list because they are somewhat regulars. But you know, when you have that many songs and that many albums, you know, you can't get everything. But then you get some your deep cuts. We got La-Di-Da, which is one
What's
off.
What's that?
It's an album cut off of Concrete and Gold, which I was like, oh my gosh, they're throwing that at me. We got Generator was another one that you don't get to hear all the time.
Did they play any Duran Duran?
They did not.
Because I would have liked that.
Well, they usually do. They usually do a kind of a fun cover. For a while there, they were doing Van Halen's Jump,
okay.
But in like a. An acoustic slowed down sort of way, and it was fantastic. And then, of course, you know, Taylor would always come on and sing a song or two, like he would do Queen Under Pressure, but obviously that was kind of weird because that was the first time, obviously, I had ever seen them without their drummer, which was kind of sad. But they did a really cool tribute to him. His favorite song is Aurora, and they played that, and then, which is a slower song. And then about halfway up, they brought up, so Taylor Hawkins, he had a hawk tattoo, which is kind of his logo, and they brought it up on the big monitor behind them, and it was a cool little tribute.
Here's someone that says on the Vancouver Ford text line, love the show, but that GA was BS. I paid $400 for 20th row.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm guessing
he didn't
get there in time. Oh. Well, because don't you have to line up for GA? If you buy a GA ticket, It's general admission, so whoever gets there first gets in first.
Yes.
So he probably got 20th row because he didn't show up in time to get...
Yeah, well...
But he paid $400 for that. That seems steep.
That's tough. I mean, I was behind the general admission, so we were like... I think we were fifth row, but it's not really the fifth row because you have all the general admission. So I guess I was more like, I don't know, like 30th row, I guess, if you want to count... 20 rows ahead of us, the big body of general mission, but it was great. I couldn't have been any happier. But again, I'm probably biased because they are one of my all time favorite bands. And, but it was a really, really good show. Providence did a great job great setup, great acoustics, big fireworks thing at the end. And there is going to be a lot of, like, what's the next one? Green Day?
Green Day.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you haven't seen a show, a big stadium rock show like that, and look, not that seeing a show at the Moda isn't cool. There is something just, it is inherently cooler to see a big rock show outdoors like that. It's just a better vibe.
Yeah, Vancouver Ford text line is 503-864-6326.
Yeah.
If you type those numbers in a row on your phone, whatever you type, you're going to get us.
and we will see it.
We're going to see that. Yes. You're going to text it right to us. Can you believe that? Just pointing out, on a 76-degree, no-cloud summer night, Foo Fighters played for 3 hours straight, and for one night, people from every creed and belief in Portland were united.
Yes.
Aw.
It was freaking awesome.
That's cute.
That's why I love rock shows, man.
Yeah, man.
There were some people up from Sacramento that we ended up arm in arm with. Like, you just end up meeting, and so many cool people came up, and I got to meet a lot of the fans of the show. And it's just, dude, there's nothing better. No offense to sports shows, because, well, we're sports. I just don't think there's, to me, a better environment than going to see a rock show. Absolutely love it. Well, it's my favorite thing in the world.
Do you know what our fearless leader, Kenny Chesney, said on SportsCenter the other day? What
did he say?
He said that he has never met anyone in music who doesn't want to be a sports star.
Yeah.
And he has never met a sports star that doesn't love what musicians do and want to do what musicians do.
It's always flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe that's it because I grew up playing sports and I'm a terrible musician, but.
Yeah, sports are cool, but come on. Yeah. Is there anything more invigorating than.
No.
Like being Dave. Can you imagine being Dave Grohl?
Well, and I've said this a million times over, even though James, my son, hence James Hetfield, as much as I love Metallica and they are my favorite band, the coolest man in rock and roll is Dave Grohl.
Yeah, he beats James
Hetfield. He's just the best.
What if James Hetfield and Dave Grohl fought? Who's going to win?
Well, I think James Hetfield would kick his ass, but if it was...
Really? Isn't he old?
I don't think you'd want to fight James Hetfield. I think James has been around the block a time or two. I think Dave's more of a lover, not a fighter. I think Hetfield's a little more rough around the edges. And James is old, but he's
61.
But I bet you Dave's 50. He's got to be in his mid to late 50s.
He is. Bloop,
bloop, yeah, bloop, he's up there.
55.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so. He looks great.
Yeah, no spring chickens. But yeah, he's phenomenal. How his voice isn't completely shot, couldn't tell you, but. There's just not many people that put on a better show than the Foo Fighters, and I was
the Foozies.
I was privileged to fight them again 24, 25 times, whatever it is. It was a privilege and an honor.
Foo Friday.
It was a
in
Foo
Portland, Friday. And that's exciting. Yeah. And that you're right, that big stadium.
It's gonna be
doing
awesome.
Concerts. Yeah. That's gonna be great.
Yes, it is. So Green Day. I didn't know if I was going to go to Green Day. I will find a way to get to Green Day now.
What else do they have on the...
As far as I know, I think those are the only two that I've heard so far.
Are they
far.
Only doing summer?
Well, you can't do you can't do once you get into the fall because of the weather. So.
Well, you sure can.
You can't.
Well, you can. I've been to shows where it's pouring rain and it's great.
You can't have 30,000 people show up and under the risk of lightning and rain and...
Well, but... Even in the summer, that's a problem because didn't Pink Martini get canceled on Friday? Or was that Saturday? It was Saturday. Yeah, you guys had a nice night.
Yeah, the thunder came in.
So Pink Martini was going to play at Edgefield.
Yeah, nope.
And that show got canceled because of that damn storm that rolled through. So you can get that any time of year.
Yeah, but again.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Just like the amphitheater shuts down like after a certain point. Like no one books concerts in the Pacific Northwest outdoors after like September.
Well, I call those guys weenies.
But yeah, I'm looking here at the Providence, and it does appear that the only other concert on this slate, September 25th is Green Day, and they won't have any concerts after that. But next summer, I'm sure we'll get...
What are we going to get?
I don't know.
What do you want to see?
I'm sure we'll get some big ones.
Who's going to come to Prov?
Well, hopefully Pearl Jam. Hopefully Foo again. You know, love to see that. What if we got like a Springsteen would be pretty kick-ass?
Yeah.
If you've never seen Bruce one more time, Bruce would be great. Or if we got like a Billy Joel and Sting are going to do a couple shows, that would be amazing if they came to Providence. I don't think like the Swifties, I don't think she's going to go play at that. She'll probably save that for bigger.
I was just about to ask what kind of venues is she? I mean, I know she plays huge, but plays like, does she draw like 70,000 people?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is 30,000.
This is 30. So she won't,
she wouldn't bother.
She would play Lumen.
Why would
there
she
was a
bother?
Photo from her tour over in Europe and she filled like a 60 or 70,000 person soccer stadium. And there were 40,000 people on the hillside behind the stadium just to try to hear it from outside of the stadium. Yeah.
I love that about her shows is the kids that can't afford it, they just show up outside and listen.
I know people who went to the Citi Field parking lot this year in New York because they could just hear it. They went to tailgate and hear the show from outside.
But like Lady Gaga would be something cool like that, you know, could come play a big
Gaga.
Place like that. Yeah.
I love cool. Gaga.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe, maybe you get like a Jay-Z or Beyonce. I think Eminem's rumored to have a tour. possibly Whoa. Next year. So
that'd be nuts.
That'd be a big
Eminem
deal.
Eminem rolls through Providence Park.
That would be insane. It would break Providence Park because he doesn't tour very much.
Can Providence Park handle Eminem? This is the question.
It would be a tough ticket. So I'm just excited that we've got a big kick-ass venue now.
That's right.
To get a true
let's
outdoor
party.
Experience.
And then the next night, let's party again.
Yeah, but not that third night in a row. I can't.
And then we
it.
Sleep in. I'm too you know, old. You don't have to drink.
You shut your hole.
You know that, right? You get to control that.
Well,
or do you?
Not really. Look, there's an expectation there. Right. I'm not letting Dave Grohl down.
The poll question pertains to the NFL, and it's next on The Fan. To the prize at the All right, NFL. Pleased to have you along. We're just going to call this Foo Monday. Why not?
Hangover Monday.
Why
Let's
not?
Go.
Well, listen, dude, you doing all that partying.
Mm-hmm.
Something tells me you didn't watch a lot of preseason NFL.
Oh, I got my preseason NFL in. Don't
oh,
worry
good,
about that.
Because I didn't.
That's what Sunday's for. Although it's getting harder and harder.
They're
because,
on Saturdays mostly, though.
Well, I
they?
Know, but the NFL Network just replays
them. Oh, they just replay them for you.
But the problem that you're getting is just no one anymore, with the exception of a handful of teams, are even doing dress rehearsals. Like, it was interesting. I watched a little bit of San Francisco because I wanted to see their offense, but they played Brock Purdy like 11, 12 snaps, but no one else played. They had two backup tackles and they flopped them. If you want to know how little some coaches think, their left tackle played right tackle and vice versa. And when asked why, they were like, well, let's give them some work. And it's something they're uncomfortable with.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's just, there's very few teams nowadays that are actually taking this even remotely seriously. So every now and then you get someone that'll play their starters maybe, you know, five series, but sometimes that's even against the backup. So it's getting hard to tell, but I wanted to see Bo Nix. I want to see a little of San Francisco, which ended up being a total waste. I watched a little bit of Jaden Daniels. I was intrigued by him. So I try to watch for stories, but once we get into the third quarter, dude, I'm not watching. I'm not watching.
Why is this all changed? Because they used to have four preseason games. Now they only have three. And so it would seem like they would take it more seriously because they only have three.
It's
why are they punting on preseason?
It's really just become, for most of the starters, it's just simply become the joint practices are where you get all your work in.
Oh, okay.
And so for the starters, you know, the dress rehearsal thing is pretty much gone. And I mean, McVay started this a couple years ago where it's like, dude, we're not playing anybody in this. And a lot of teams are following that. Or because it used to be in the third preseason game, you would get most of the starters for at least a half, sometimes 2.5 quarters. And that's kind of gone now. And so you think maybe the third preseason game, you're going to get a lot of work, but it certainly sounds like most teams that I've seen are saying, yeah, no one's playing in the third preseason game. So, you know, it matters for the backups. It matters for the people that are fighting for backup roles and roster spots. But for the most part, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell anything from any of these preseason games. Like, I was listening to Chris Sims and Florida today bloviating about, again, the 49ers, and they kept talking about Brock Purdy. And I'm like, do you realize that he had no starters playing with him? He played 11 snaps. And again, the tackles were flipped for no other reason than it felt like Shanahan just felt like doing it. And we're sitting there and they're picking apart Brock Purdy's 11 plays. I mean, come on.
Oh, they were criticizing him?
Yes. Saying that he was trying to do too much. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I understand you need content, but dude, some of that stuff is just either you're too dumb to realize it, or it's just a disingenuous thing where you're just trolling people. But it's kind of obnoxious, to be honest with you.
Brock Purdy, 2 of 6, 11 yards. Call in right now. What's wrong with Brock Purdy?
Exactly. I mean, for God's sakes. Yeah, it's silly.
Josh Dobbs, 12 of 21, 133. Quarterback controversy in San Francisco. Cool.
You know, but I think you do take what I've seen so far in the preseason that I'll take is Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams against backups look really good. They look the part. And all those guys obviously are going to be starters. Daniels officially got named. Caleb's been named. I don't know if Bo Nix has been officially named. That's coming. And so I think if you're those three franchises, look, there's so much work to be done here, and you actually play against real defenses and you're going to get different looks. But so far, I think if you're those three teams, you feel very good that everything you've given your quarterback up until this point, they've passed. That doesn't mean that they're going to continue to pass the test, but it sure is a hell of a lot better than when you're flunking the early season tests. So, you know, some bright spots here with some of the early quarterback class.
All right, let's get to the polls. Friday, we asked you which of the top four in the preseason poll will most disappoint this season. And, of course, Texas won that 62%.
Yeah, no one has any faith in Texas, and I'm kind of in that class, too.
Oregon, 29%. Ohio State, just 6%. Georgia, 3%.
Yeah, well, again, I think Georgia has earned our, they've earned our respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably have.
They have. Yeah.
But I don't know. Oregon was a little high on that.
Oregon fan got a good look at them a couple years ago, and they didn't like that look.
They're a machine.
Yeah, that was, and they were probably the best team in the country last year, and just didn't get a chance to play for it.
The poll question is on X at 1080 The Fan. Today we are asking you, who will be the biggest disaster as QB1? Is it Sam Darnold, Vikings? Will Levis, Tidies, Daniel Jones, Giants, or Russell Wilson, Steelers?
Wow.
By the way, it may be A, B, C, and D there. I mean, you'd swing a cat and hit one of those, and it's going to be a right answer. But it sure feels like Daniel Jones is in a bad spot. I know he's coming back from the ACL. And it's not fair. It's not like I watched all of Daniel Jones, but I saw someone had put together a package of his throws, including an interception that's really bad that at this point in your career, you can't make, not against an elite corner. It's a rough go. I think it's Daniel Jones. And I know that they've gotten a lot of rave reviews out of Malik Nabers, although he didn't do him any help on that play. The Giants aren't very good. I don't think Daniel Jones is very good. I think there's a ton of pressure on him. That's just the one. I think he's done in New York. I'm not convinced that Levis is a real guy. I don't know why everyone keeps trying to make Sam Darnold a thing. He's never once delivered, not a single time in the NFL. Doesn't mean he won't. I mean, it's a decent cast that he's got around him in there in Minnesota, but it's not like it's an all-world cast. So I don't know why all of a sudden we're giving him just his flowers. Russ didn't look good at all. I mean, dreadful. And hasn't looked good in a couple years. So, I mean, there is just a lot of correct answers. But if I have to pick one, I'm taking Daniel Jones. That's
Russ,
just,
five drives.
Yeah.
No points.
Nope.
8 of 10.
Yeah.
47 yards, 3 sacks.
Well, and the sacks, again, two of those sacks are 100% on Russ. One of them's not. But, I mean, this was Sean Payton's whole thing. You can't take those. And I think one of the criticisms that Payton had of him last year was that he's playing scared, that he doesn't want to turn the ball over, and he's not athletic enough to move around like he used to. So he just holds the ball, and you can't do that. And there's a problem there in Pittsburgh. And again, preseason, maybe they snap out of it, but...
Well, they lost their center, too.
It just doesn't... Neither one of them right now looks like an NFL quarterback. And so the old adage, if you have two, you have none. It doesn't even look like you have two. It looks you have none. Like period. Before, it's not like, oh, you know, take your pick. Right now, they both look stinky. It's stinky cheese time.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not all the quarterback. Although, no. I'm not saying either of those guys are great, but their center is possibly done for the season.
Yeah.
Nate Herbig. And then in week one, they lost the rookie, Troy Fatanu.
Yep.
He's hurt now. He's expected back.
We hope, but he was supposed to be a big tackle for them.
Their offensive line is a mess.
It's bad. And look, Najee Harris is a name, but dude, we got to stop that. He's not an effective guy. Pickens is a nice. He's a nice receiver, but
hasn't put it on tape either.
He's a dime a dozen guy right now. He's just kind of a physical freak. He's got a little bit of that. Like, he makes a couple highlight plays, but I'm telling you, man. I know Tomlin doesn't lose. He doesn't have losing seasons. This doesn't look good. That is a meat grinder of a division.
You might be teasing Stockwatch later.
And I'll tell you right now, the worst team in that division, if you're, and again, things can change. The worst team right now, if you're a betting man, the worst team in that division is Pittsburgh.
So are you going to do the over-under win total for the Steelers in the Stockwatch?
Not quite. Something to do with Mike Tomlin and his tenure with the Steelers.
Yeah. All right, so Steelers over under win total this year is 8.5.
I'll tell you right now, to me it'd be hard to take the over. It really would.
He's never gone under.
Nope. Which is the, and again, if you're betting on the Steelers, you're betting on just Mike Tomlin doesn't have this happen. But boy, it is, like you mentioned, with the offensive line problems, I don't think it's a great supporting cast around him. And dude, neither one of those quarterbacks right now appear to be capable. So that terrifies me if I'm a Steeler fan.
I don't, this whole idea that Mike Tomlin, whoops, misfire, my bad. Nope. Rusty on a Foo Monday.
Yeah.
The whole idea that Tomlin just doesn't have losing seasons, that doesn't hold a ton of water when you're talking, to me, when you're talking about that bet, just because this is a totally different scenario. Hmm. Like, I mean, he's not a miracle.
And every
worker.
Season is. I mean, it's based on your roster, too, not just like, oh, this guy's good.
And they've always had, I mean, I get his style. He'll stay in games. They'll always play defense. They play tough. They'll try not to beat themselves too much, right? Like that whole month. I get that. He's one of those guys. His team's usually, I mean, even if he has like a bad team, they may play better because he's a good coach, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're going to win 9 games.
Yeah.
I just think that's kind of a dumb, he's never had a losing season. Well, this is different. Has he had this many injuries on the offensive line and two quarterbacks this bad?
It appears right now.
And they lost their backup running back, too. Yeah,
it appears to be a bit of a dumpster fire there in Pittsburgh. And in the way Tomlin talks after these games, it's not like, it's early and we got a lot of work to do. He sounds like a guy that thinks that they're stinking it up out there. So a lot of football left to be played. But I right now am, buying in a selling. I'm a selling what the Pittsburgh Steelers have going on.
Well, the poll question, I thought it would be closer, but apparently everyone loves Sam Darnold and Will Levis. So Daniel Jones is running away with this.
Yeah, I don't know.
50%, Russell Wilson at 30%, and the other guy's at 10%.
I do not.
That's weird.
There's always one or two things that I can't wrap my head around, and let me just say this year it's Sam Darnold. I don't get it. But
well, at least so far, according to our listeners, the guy's great compared to Russell Wilson and Daniel Jones.
Why? What has he ever done?
Who will be the biggest disaster as QB1? Russell Wilson, Sam Darnold, Will Levis, Daniel Jones. Vote and vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan. We've got local quarterback Lima Beans next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Yeah, somebody brings up the point that, you know, the Steelers did go to the playoffs last year with Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is kind of my point is, like, they find a way. I just, when I look at this, it looks bad. And you look at that division, you know, you start looking at the way Pittsburgh has won recently. They find ways, but no one really thinks that Pittsburgh is a contender, right? They find a way to just kind of ham and egg their way in it. But when you look around the AFC, does anyone think that they're winning that division? And I mean anybody.
Oh, no.
No, right?
Of course not.
It's not happening. So then you look at the wild card teams, Dolphins, Jets, Bills, all legitimately should be playoff teams this year. Yeah? You would think that two teams from the AFC North are going to get in, Baltimore and Cincinnati at least. By the way, if Deshaun Watson pulls his head out of his ass, Cleveland's got as good a roster as anyone in the NFL, and that's in your own division, right? I'll take out the South. That shouldn't be, you know, although Jacksonville, right? So Houston probably wins that. Jacksonville is a playoff contender, and then you would assume Kansas City, and then is there another team from there that ends up being a playoff team? So you start looking through. They're not winning that division. And you start looking through where the wild cards are going to come from. I just don't see a path. I'm not saying they can't do it, but if you're betting on Pittsburgh to be a playoff team, you're simply saying that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers find ways to get it done. But to me, when you are without question, I mean, it is not a debate. You are the worst roster in your own division and by far have the worst quarterback situation in your division. I don't know how in good conscience I can say that Pittsburgh is a playoff team. Doesn't mean it won't happen.
Well,
but I can't
know.
Do it.
Injuries and
yeah, but exactly. If Lamar breaks a leg, or I mean, God knows Burrow gets hurt all the time, and Deshaun Watson, by the way, may still suck. Maybe he's just washed, and so you know, and Joe Flacco's not there to rescue anymore. So maybe this all kind of works out in their way, and they find a way to win 9 or 10 games and back their way in. I just think the AFC is a meat grinder, and Pittsburgh is some chopped liver.
Am I insane? And I will duck after I say this live on the radio. Am I insane to say that Kenny Pickett better than Russell Wilson last year? it's hard for me to push back on the notion that, because I said, has Mike Tomlin ever had two worst quarterbacks? Well, yeah. Just last year he had Trubisky and Pickett, and they went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's, look, it's a hard one for me to argue, but as bad as Wilson, I mean, how old is he now?
Oh, Russ has got to be in his mid to late 30s.
Mr. Unlimited.
I mean, I know Pickett wasn't great, and I won't argue Trubisky. He's, you know, he sucks. But
yeah, he'll turn 36 this year.
Wilson sucks.
Well,
Pickett does too, but I don't know. Could he do a few more things than Russ? Take fewer sacks?
It's the difference between getting kicked in the nuts by a donkey and getting kicked in the nuts by a zebra. I don't know. It's like, take your pick.
Ooh.
I think.
Who's the donkey? Who's the zebra?
Well, the zebra is younger, right? Maybe, you know, because Russ is a little more broken down. He's more like the donkey, but, you know, the donkey's useful. Maybe, you know, it's
a
nice little pack animal. Like, I just think that.
Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree there, but.
I just think that the idea.
Russ is going to kill Tomlin.
I think Russ is done. And we may see again in the regular season. Maybe there's a resurgence here. Just at this age and what we've seen over the last couple of years, he wasn't dreadful last year, but. I think people keep saying where it happened to the old us, Russ. Well, he obviously died in Seattle. And whether that was the injuries, whether it was just he got old and some athleticism got zapped. A lot of people point out that when his mental health coach passed away up in Seattle, Russ was never the same. By the way, that is a bigger deal than people make it out. I know people up there that were close to Russ that say that was a defining moment for him, and that Russ between the years is maybe a bit fragile at times. For whatever one reason, or maybe it was a compiled list that have all been put together, it does not appear at the age of almost 30, he turns 36 at the beginning of the season. I don't think that the Seattle Russ is coming back, and so I think this is just what you got. And boy, it appears right now what you got isn't much.
Dare the Steelers suck for the number one pick? And who's the big quarterback next year?
Back right now.
Carson Beck?
Yeah, Carson Beck.
Is that...
I don't know.
Does that get your sports pants tight?
Well, you know, he fits the mold. You know, he's like six... Well, he fits the mold from, you know, 15 years ago. Yeah, he's 6'4", 6'5", you know, 220, 230, big arm.
Shadur.
You know, it'll be Carson Beck.
The guys that are up there.
Yeah, the guys that are up there.
Quinn Ewers, Carson Beck, Shadur Sanders.
It's not a class that is going to, at least right now, you know, look, maybe throughout the course of the year, again, you know, there's rises and fallers and one of these guys blows you away. But everything I've seen, this is not like a, you know, this isn't a Caleb Williams thing, right? Like when Caleb Williams was coming out, it was like, dude, do what you ever got to do to get Caleb Williams, unless you're the Carolina Panthers, then you get Bryce Young or the suck for luck sort of thing. That's not the case. But, you know, every year we get a quarterback or two that hits. So whether it's Sanders or whether it's Ewers or whether it's Beck or, you know, whoever, if you're Pittsburgh, if you're going to be bad and find a quarterback, because without one, you're in some trouble. And boy, I don't think Pittsburgh has one.
I just think it's easy to kind of still have hope in Russ because of what he's done in the past.
It's but
man, how much more do we need to see that guy's fallen off a cliff? It's bad.
We'll find out here in the regular season. If he can't do it, it's going to be Justin Fields. But again, I would bring up Justin Fields, the Sam Darnold thing. Everyone keeps saying Darnold is going to get it done, just like Justin Fields. It's never happened. Not saying it won't, but it's never happened. I don't know why we keep trying to make Justin Fields a thing either. But I said that when he was in Chicago.
All right. Well, enough hot Steelers talk. I got to get to local quarterback Lima Beans. Are you ready for this?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Talking about some beeves, or what are we doing?
Yeah, we got a beaver nugget.
It's a hot source off in Corvallis.
Yeah, a little bit. We've got some
two
dueling factions.
That's right. Even though they're kind of saying the same thing, but, you know.
And a local product wins a job in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Get to that. Coming up next on The Fan. Well, we're not even through the first hour, and the extent of my Foo Fighters knowledge has ended. I don't know this song. What is this song?
How extensive is your knowledge?
Dude,
I think you'll know it when it gets to the chorus, though.
Okay. Well, we were talking about this after you left on Friday. Yeah. I love Dave Grohl. I think he's wonderful. And I would go see them just to see him. That said, I have just never really gotten into them. And so I know their hits. I know, like, we talked about Everlong.
Yeah. This, you might know this. This is a big thing.
I have never heard this song.
No?
No.
I feel like it's been in a bunch of movies and TV shows, too.
This is The Pretender. Right? So,
I'll take your word for it.
I mean, yeah. They've been around for a long time and are a big band, but if you don't particularly listen to them, why would you know their songs?
Yeah,
I have that when I go to concerts sometimes, and I'll be like, oh yeah, they play this song? I guarantee, like, if I went to Green Day, and I like Green Day as much as the next guy, I guarantee when Green Day starts playing, I'd be like, oh yeah, I forgot about this one.
Well, they're pretty recognizable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I've never really gone down, because, you know, sometimes you get on Spotify or Amazon Music or whatever you use, and you just start listening to a band.
Yes.
I've never done that with Foos. Hmm. I've only heard their hits.
Yeah, the handful of big hits.
So.
I go a little bit deeper, so. I mean, there are no Red Hot Chili Peppers or anything. But.
Who is?
I love that you, it's my favorite thing that you just have an arbitrary hate for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Can't stand them.
Fun fact, they don't like to be called, like if you're abbreviating them, like people call them the Chili Peppers, that pisses them off.
Of course it does.
They want to be called the Red Hots.
Okay. Okay, Anthony. Good luck rehabbing your ankle.
That's a flea thing. Come on.
Or your foot. Yeah. Or flea.
Yeah.
Put some clothes on.
No, they're not doing that.
For once.
Though they're getting a little old to be shirtless. But
he's naked half the time.
Yeah, they don't like shirts. Yeah.
Or pants.
Or pants.
All right, local quarterback Lima Beans, Kerry Eggers is reporting, and I don't know, is Kerry independent now? Is he with, because he used to be with the Tribune, but I don't even know
where Kerry Eggers is at anymore.
How come you don't know that?
Aren't you
a sports guy?
Yeah. Do you know that?
Well, I just asked you.
Well, shouldn't I? But
no one expects anything from
me. I'm turning that back around on you. Yeah, KerryEggers.com.
Oh, so not with the Tribune.
Doesn't appear so. Hence, Kerry Eggers.
Good, I'd leave that.
.com.
I'd leave that rag anyway.
It says right here, never miss a story from the Dean of Portland Sports.
He is the Dean of Portland Sports.
Yeah.
That guy knows a lot of stuff.
Kerry's a good dude, too.
And he's been around a long time.
But he's
is the Trib still around? Is that a thing? I don't see it on the streets anymore.
Maybe. Well, he's in a source-off right now with the great and curly-haired Nick Daschle.
Yeah, so Eggers says that Ben Golbranson is the likely starter for the Oregon State Beavers' first game against Idaho State.
Yeah.
And that probably gives Beaver fans...
They weren't happy about it.
Yeah,
if you read through the comments...
Well, we've seen enough of him. It's like...
Well, yeah.
He's not... Well, I want to be nice. Like, I don't know who this other kid is, Johnson, but...
So, he's the kid that's the transfer from Missouri. And then they've got McCoy, who's the transfer from Idaho. So, if you want to go down the road of what you got, you've got... Johnson, who appears to be the report is that he's kind of an athletic guy that doesn't throw the ball real well, but was a decent sized recruit, went to Missouri and again, never really played, redshirted. And so you have that. You've got Golbranson, who's more of the steady Eddie, you know what you have, been there obviously, but we've seen it. It's not fantastic. And then McCoy's the bit of the wild card because he was the Idaho quarterback.
I'm going to report that he's the quarterback.
Well, I mean, but you got to take, this is where I thought the source off was a little silly.
So what's Daschle saying?
Well, if you listen to what Eggers said, he's saying that more than likely it's going to be a Golbranson, but the others are going to play too.
Yeah.
Basically what that means is no one has a grasp on this. And if no one has a grasp on it, you start with, you know, the guy that's been there and that probably has a better command of the offense that you trust, and other people are going to get some work, and whoever grabs that job and runs with it. And then Daschle's reporting that a source close to him inside the program says that it's absolutely false and says that no decision has been made. But
well, he didn't say there was a decision.
That was my whole thing. So there's like this source off, but no one's saying
he didn't say that. People need to pay attention to the words that journalists use. They use them for a reason.
Yes.
And what Kerry said was, likely starter is Ben Golbranson.
Yes.
That does not say that it's been decided.
No.
He just said likely.
So,
God.
You know, I'll say this. 5 weeks into this season, Golbranson will not be the quarterback. And I don't know who it's going to be, but I bet you see all three within the first, because what do they got out of the gate? What?
Idaho State.
And then San Diego State, and then Oregon.
Ooh. Oregon's supposed to be pretty good this year.
I hear that. By the time the Oregon game is over, you will have seen big hunks of all three quarterbacks. So does it really matter, in all honesty, who the hell is the starter? Let me also point out that Oregon State, at one point, they benched their starting quarterback in the middle of the first game against Sacramento State, for God's sakes.
They did?
Yes. You remember that?
No.
When they lost to Sacramento State. That happens all the time. My first year at BYU, our starting quarterback was Paul Shoemaker? Shoemaker was his last name. I don't remember. We played UW, and middle of the second quarter, old Shoey took a CD on the bench, and we never saw him again. And it was like, hey, this other kid, you're going to go. I mean, this happens all the time. So the fact that no one has been announced means that you don't have a starting quarterback. Everything I've heard down there is no one's running away with this thing. I guess Golbranson's thrown some picks in practice, but, you know, it's practice. It's just everyone just deep breath, patience, and through the first couple weeks of the season, this will sort itself out because one guy, you hope, will take his opportunity. He'll run with this. He'll look better in a game, and they'll give him the reins, and he'll go. So
now, do they have a strong run game and offensive line like they did last year?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, boy.
No. But Joshua Gray came back. He's probably he is the best player, and I'm actually a little surprised because Joshua Gray is a really good player, and for everyone else that left, he stuck around. So give him credit, but it's an all-new team.
Do they win five games?
Their schedule is pretty soft, so yeah, Yeah, I think
you think so?
I think they can be all right.
Okay.
You know, I think that it's such an unknown because we don't know anything about Trent Bray. You know, it's a new coaching staff, and most of your how do I put this? Most of your top end talent left. So we're now, you know, and not like, you know, everyone you were recruiting was Pac-12 talent. So the roster is still full. The people that were there are still, for the most part, better recruits than the other teams that you're playing on your schedule. So if you're Oregon State, I mean, with the exception of probably Oregon, I don't think there's anyone that you look at and say, you know, we can't physically compete with them. I mean, so you got Idaho State, San Diego State, Oregon. Oregon's going to be bad. And then you got Purdue. Purdue was bad last year. Colorado State, Nevada, UNLV, Cal, San Jose State, Air Force, Washington State, Boise State. Those are all teams that you would hope that from a physical standpoint that you don't get overwhelmed by. So then it just comes down
between being overwhelmed and winning.
Well, I, you know,
come on, man.
You asked me, do they win five games?
And you say yes.
Yes, okay. I say they win five games.
Well, they do. The fans down there get a little treat with Oregon and then Purdue. Those are decent back to back home games.
I'm scared for the Oregon game
in September.
I'm scared.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad. If you've got tickets, it's like, oh,
yeah,
it's not bad.
Well, and
one of those is winnable.
Yes, and then you know, so your home slate: Oregon, Purdue, Colorado State.
They have Idaho State first.
Oh, well, that just...
And no one likes those games, but, no, you know, one. That's a win.
You got Idaho State, Oregon at home, Purdue at home, Colorado State at home.
UNLV.
UNLV at home, San Jose State at home.
And Washington,
Washington State at home. So, you know...
Like I said, those two games, Oregon, Purdue back-to-back, September 14th, September 21. It's not a bad little...
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen some Beaver fans that are fired up and think that this is like an 11-win team, and I would be like, ooh.
What?
Yeah.
Where on earth would they get that? Just schedule.
Well, exactly. It's just the idea of we're better than these teams. But I think realistically, like if I'm a Beaver fan and you told me right now, I'll give you 8 wins.
Whoa.
I'll give you 8.
What if I give you 6? You taking that? 8's, I mean, everybody's taking 8.
I would take 7.
Okay, we're going to settle on 7.
I'll take 7.
I would take that too.
I'll take
7. But would you take 6?
I don't think so. I think I'll roll the dice.
All right, so you're going, what's the over-under? Do we know? What's Vegas think?
I'd have to look and see.
Or the odds maker.
I'd have to look and see what Vegas has.
Why don't you take a look at that, will you?
But I look at Idaho State should be a win. San Diego State, Colorado State, UNLV. I mean, San Jose State, those should be wins. I don't care what. I understand that a lot of your top end talent left, but my God, you're still a Pac-12 roster.
All right.
Those are wins.
The other local quarterback, Lima Bean Nuggy, here is that Sam Levitt held off. Jeff Sims, the Nebraska transfer.
Yeah.
And he wins the job at Arizona State. So Sam Levitt is the kid who led Wes Lynn to the state title.
Yeah.
And then he was pissed off because Jonathan Smith never offered him at Oregon State.
Yeah.
So he was at Michigan State. Jonathan Smith goes to Michigan State and he's like, I'm out of here. F you.
Deuces.
I can't stand you.
Well, and chances are he wasn't going to win that job anyways. That was Child's job, so.
Right.
No,
but he says he holds grudges. So watch out. I don't know if it's against Oregon State or probably more against Jonathan Smith.
Yeah.
But he's going to be the quarterback at Arizona State.
I hate to say this, but I doubt Arizona State ever sees Michigan State, so.
You never know. Maybe in the college football playoff.
There you go.
I'm seeing over under 7.5 for the Beavs.
Okay.
All right, so it's right there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little higher than I thought.
Yeah. But again, schedule-wise, I mean, look, let's not everyone left Oregon State. If Bray is a competent coach, you know, you have a better roster than San Jose State and UNLV and Nevada and Colorado State and San Diego State and Idaho State. I mean, just those schools alone, those should all be wins. And then I think the Oregon is the only game that I look at and say that's going to get ugly is Oregon. Oregon will pound you. Other than that,
they should.
They should.
But you never know.
No, I know. Outside of that, I think all those other games are coin flip games.
One other local quarterback, Lima Bean Nugget, and we'll get to that next. We've got our stock watch coming up as well. It is 3:56 on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.